Test 64, Section 3, Question 8. Here we're looking to resolve or explain the phenomenon described above. So we want to resolve the phenomena. And it says, a recent study shows that those highways that carry the most traffic and thus tend to be most congested have the lowest rate of fatal traffic accidents. So the most clogged or congested ones, the ones with most traffic, have the lowest rate of fatality or fatal accidents. So we want to know, why do really congested highways have low fatalities? And one of my thoughts was, well, if it's really that congested, you can't get going that fast. So if we get that, great, but anything that would say congestion leads to lower fatalities. So drivers have more accidents when they become distracted. I don't know that that really says anything about why you would be distracted. The highways that have the highest rate of fatal accidents have moderate volumes. Yeah, but that doesn't explain why highest traffic has the lowest rate of fatalities. Most of the motorists on very heavily traveled highways tend to be commuting to or from work. That at least talks about the really busy ones, but whether or not they're commuting, I'm not sure how that would tie into lower fatalities. Most serious accidents occur when vehicles are moving at a high rate of speed. Well, this might do it, because highly congested could reduce the rate of speed, so maybe. Heavily traveled highways do not always carry a higher proportion of large trucks. Well, if that had gone the other way and said heavily traveled highways always carry a higher proportion of large trucks, that might have been more relevant to kind of talking about fatality rates. But saying they don't always carry means, you know, they're not necessarily going to be higher, and therefore, in this case, answer choice D is going to be our correct one.